India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has faced his first major test in government with the delivery of an ambitious budget. Mr. Modi's landslide win in May came with the promises of a revitalised economy and 1 million new jobs a month. That calls for a doubling of GDP growth by 2017 and fewer restrictions on foreign investment. Karen Snowden reports.
India needs lots of jobs, new infrastructure, more investment and a streamlined bureaucracy. It won't all come from just one budget, especially from a government just 45 days old. Right now, Asia's third largest economy is suffering high inflation and a rate of growth that's roughly half what it was 2 years ago. Delivering his first budget, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley set a growth target of at least 7% by 2017. He intends to achieve a budget deficit reduction to 4.1% of GDP this year, falling to 3% in 2 years' time. Senior economist with the ANZ Bank in Singapore, Devika Mahendarata, says that's commendable but could be tough to achieve.
It is going to be slightly challenging. For instance, I would think that the actual deficit would probably come in more around 4.2, 4.3% of GDP, so slightly higher.
According to the World Bank, two-thirds of India's 1 billion people live on less than $2 a day. Measures for the poor in the budget include more affordable housing and spending on rural roads. Government subsidies on fuel, food and fertiliser have risen to 16% of India's total budget, up from 9% a decade ago. This burden on the budget will be tackled in coming years. Dr. Rajesh Chadar, Senior Fellow at the National Council of Applied Economic Research in New Delhi, welcomes the fiscal discipline and says the general direction set for the medium term is a good one.
I am talking of inclusive growth, which means the benefits should reach the poor. They have inherited a very slow-growing economy with lots more to be done for the poor. So I do see promise of this in this budget, because it was difficult to do major revolutionary thing in 1 year or the first year, but the signals are clear.
Dr. Chadar says subsidy reform could see more government spending in important areas like agricultural research and road, rail and port infrastructure. And that could provide a much-needed boost to manufacturing to absorb large numbers of people who can no longer find work in farming.
Manufacturing is the only sector which has not reformed. The share of manufacturing in our GDP, India's GDP, has remained sticky at 17%. Semi-skilled and unskilled manufacturing is the need of the hour. And I do see a bold statement that the manufacturing would be taken care of.
The process of introducing a goods and services tax begins this year. In the hopes of creating more jobs, the caps on foreign direct investment are rising from 26% to 49%. Devika Mahendarata says it's a positive step.
I think this would definitely be viewed as positive by foreign investors, because they've been waiting for it for a very long time. There is already a pretty significant foreign presence, and they've been waiting for this cap to be raised so that they can bring in more money.